Through food, we've been able to get beneath the skin of China.
Unrecognizable. It's like the new frontier.
We discovered a country that has emerged from the trauma of the Cultural Revolution.
It's like a human epic. He's gone through all this hardship to arrive. And I think he embodies very much what China is about. Looking forward.
Yeah.
The food culture that was in danger of being lost has been reinvigorated.
Hands down, she's dumpling master of Beijing.
China is reveling in its newfound freedom.
We have these very small families that are starting businesses like this. And who knows, maybe in the next 30 years there'll be a gigantic corporation based on this family recipe.
Even in the face of sweeping modernization.
I actually didn't expect this. A mass construction site.
Ethnic minorities are preserving their traditional cultures and cuisines.
Who needs the hat?
The eldest here.
No, thank you. There's some Chinese tradition I don't like.
Across China, home cooking is alive and well.
I've never done it like that before. I'm learning so much.
While in the megacities, Chinese cuisine is reaching new heights.
This is not like sweet and sour you ever seen anywhere.
It looks like a work of art.
It's been a deeply personal journey that has helped us to understand more about our relationship with our homeland.
It's all about our food. We're united by how we eat and how our passion to eat is so important. And that's a recurring theme I felt throughout wherever we went. It's the essence of who we are. To China, its people, its cuisine, to its hope and to its future.